The next LOS requires us to calculate and compare the effect of a share repurchase on earnings per share when, 1, the repurchase is financed with the company's excess cash, and 2, the company uses debt to finance the repurchase. A share repurchase will reduce the number of shares outstanding, which will tend to increase earnings per share. On the other hand, purchasing shares with company funds will reduce interest income and earnings, and purchasing shares with borrowed funds incurs interest costs, which will reduce earnings directly by the after-tax cost of the borrowed funds. The relation of the percentage decrease in earnings and the percentage decrease in the number of shares used to calculate earnings per share will determine whether the effect of a stock repurchase on earnings per share will be positive or negative. Consider the following intuitive approach. The earnings yield for a share of stock is simply earnings per share divided by the share price. A $20 stock with earnings per share of $1 has an earnings yield of 5%. If the after-tax yield on company funds used to repurchase shares, or the after-tax cost of borrowed funds used to repurchase shares, is greater than 5%, earnings per share will fall as a result of the repurchase. If the after-tax yield on company funds used to repurchase shares or the after-tax cost of borrowed funds used to repurchase shares is less than 5%, earnings per share will rise as a result of the repurchase. The conclusion is that a share repurchase using borrowed funds will increase earnings per share if the after-tax cost of debt used to buy back shares is less than the earnings yield of the shares before the repurchase. It will decrease earnings per share if the cost of debt is greater than the earnings yield, and it will not change earnings per share if the two are equal. The next LOS requires us to calculate the effect of a share repurchase on book value per share. Share repurchases may also have an impact on the book value of a share of stock. Book value per share will decrease if the repurchase price is greater than the original book value per share, and increase if the repurchase price is less than the original book value per share. Let's look at an example. The share prices of Blue Company and Red Company are both $25 per share, and each company has 20 million shares outstanding. Both companies have announced a $10 million stock buyback. Blue has a book value of $300 million, while Red has a book value of $700 million. Calculate the book value per share of each company after the share repurchase. Both companies will be buying back 400,000 shares, so their remaining number of shares will be 19.6 million. Before the repurchase, Blue's book value per share is $300 million divided by 20 million shares, or $15 per share. The market price of $25 per share is greater than Blue's book value per share. After the repurchase, Blue's book value per share is $290 million divided by 19.6 million shares, or $14.80 per share. Blue's book value per share decreased by 20 cents. Red Company's book value per share before the repurchase is $700 million divided by 20 million shares, or $35 per share. The market price of $25 per share is less than Red's book value per share. After the repurchase, Red's book value per share is $690 million divided by 19.6 million shares, or $35.20 per share. Red's book value per share increased by 20 cents. The conclusion is that book value per share will decrease if the repurchase price is greater than the original book value per share, and increase if the repurchase price is less than the original book value per share. The last LOS for this topic review is to explain why a cash dividend and a share repurchase of the same amount are equivalent in terms of the effect on shareholders' wealth, all else being equal. Since shares are repurchased using a company's own cash, a share repurchase can be considered an alternative to a cash dividend as a way of distributing earnings to shareholders. Assuming the tax treatment of the two alternatives is the same, A share repurchase has the same impact on shareholder wealth as a cash dividend payment of an equal amount. Let's look at an example. Spencer Pharmaceuticals has 20 million shares outstanding with a current market value of $50 per share. Spencer made $100 million in profits for the recent quarter, and since only 70% of these profits will be reinvested back into the company, Spencer's board of directors is considering two alternatives for distributing the remaining 30% to shareholders: pay a cash dividend of $1.50 per share, or repurchase $30 million worth of common stock. Assume that dividends are received when the shares go ex-dividend. The stock can be repurchased at the market price, and there are no differences in tax treatment between the two alternatives. How would the wealth of a Spencer shareholder be affected by the board's decision on the method of distribution? Start with a cash dividend. If the shares go ex-dividend, a shareholder of a single share would have $1.50 in cash and a share worth 50 minus $1.50, or $48.50. Total wealth from the ownership of one share is $48.50 plus $1.50, or $50. Now consider a share repurchase. At $50 per share, Spencer can repurchase 600,000 shares of common stock. The share price after the repurchase is calculated as the market value of equity after the repurchase divided by the shares outstanding after the repurchase. Market value of equity is 20 million shares times $50 per share minus $30 million, which equals $970 million. Shares outstanding equal 20 million minus 600,000, or 19.4 million. The share price after the repurchase is $970 million divided by 19.4 million shares, which equals $50. Total wealth from the ownership of one share remains equal to $50 per share, just as it did for a cash dividend.